BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
We provide the piglet for the day and visitors get to guess the weight. We just need to organise a prize.
Oh, well, that's not going to be a problem, I'm sure.
Hello?
Oh, we're over here.
Oh, I thought the shop was left unmanned.
Unpersoned, please, Denise.
Sorry.
I'm only kidding. But I bet Susan would have said that.
All right, Denise.
Jezza, hi, are you okay?
All right, very okay.
That's nice to hear.
Oh, me and Jezza were just talking about the fate.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Joy. I meant to get back to you about the tombola. I can absolutely offer some of my dance fitness classes for prizes.
Ooh, it's turning out to be a very productive day.
That's good of you, Denise.
Oh, it's nothing. Right, I need supplies for work. Milk, tea bags and the biscuit drawer is running shamefully low.
Ooh, we can't have that. You pick what you want. I'll just take these boxes and put them in the back.
You too, Jezza.
Aye. Brad's heavily into the chocolate ones. He needs a steady supply.
Oh, good idea. Now, what else?
Alistair doing okay, is he?
Yeah, he is. I'll tell him you said hi.
Oh, you're all right. I saw him yesterday. He looked well.
Oh.
Very well. You ought to know.
Jezza?
Aye?
Is everything okay?
Right. I'm back.
Best skedaddle.
Jezza, what are you doing?
Come again?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Let me know if you need anything.
Like you know something.
I'm just really happy for Alistair and you.
Thanks.
Why?
Because, you know, you're finally...
Denise?
John? What are you doing here?
I'm seeing Paul tonight, remember? After work? Thought I'd cycle in the area, head straight there afterwards.
Yeah, Paul mentioned.
That's a lot of biscuits.
Aye, the biscuit drawer at work's empty. Don't worry, she's no planning on eating a lot.
Okay.
Sorry, John, this is Jezza.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Jezza, this is John.
Her other half.
Sorry, yes, my husband.
Of course, I'd guessed as much. The cycling gear. Everybody's always talking about how much you love cycling. Anyway, I better go and pay for these, eh?
Sorry, he's a bit...
Yeah. How do you know him?
Lives in the village. Works at Barrow, you know, the pig place.
Oh, yeah.
He's lovely, really.
23, please.
So, you're working late tonight?
Yeah. It looks like it.
But you're coming to Paul's after?
Sure.
Cool. Paul's making dinner, so don't eat too many biscuits.
Justin?
Lillian.
Was that Jacob?
Yes.
What did he say?
He was very pleased to report the negative results for Strangle's tests all round, and there are no new cases.
Oh, really?
Yes, he couldn't give any guarantees, of course, but he said planning our reopening event seems quite possible if things continue as they are.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, well, that's the turn of luck we've been waiting for, which means we really ought to get our plans in motion. Justin, what are you doing?
Oh, just checking to see if the pasture is clear.
Whether the paddock's all clear, I checked again with Carlotta this morning.
Oh. And did she manage to get everyone's name right when she was with you?
Yes, and I must say I am impressed by her tenacity and presence of mind.
Good.
Twice I've seen Francesca struggling to keep up with the mucking out in the mornings, and both times Carlotta didn't wait to delegate. She just got stuck in. She was even helping Francesca while speaking to a supplier on her earbuds.
Well, that's commitment.
It is. So, if being called Lil every once in a while is the only downside, Carlotta gets a thumbs up from me so far.
Well, she works as hard in a dance fitness class, does Denise?
Yeah. How much do I owe you?
Oh, sorry, that's 120. You make a lovely couple. You all fit with your cycling. And Denise, you dancing away the calories.
Thanks, Joy.
You sure it's just the water you need?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I'll see you later, love.
Ride safely.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh, your John's ever so nice.
Yeah.
He's so tall and handsome, isn't he? Yeah. Got everything you need? Denise?
Maybe not.
Well, should I scan these then while you...
Sometimes it's not what you need, though, is it? It's what you want.
Denise?
Oh, the other way around. Sorry, Joy, just give me a second. John?
Yep?
Can I have a word before you head off?
Sure. And if this is about Etienne, you know, I've never liked the guy, but I did not tell Paul to end it.
I know. Paul's too bullheaded to do anything because we said so anyway. I wasn't fond of Etienne much either, to be honest.
Great minds.
You know, Paul always tells his friends when they're talking about love and stuff, we can't all have what my mum and dad have.
Does he?
Hmm. I wonder if he knows that even we don't have what we used to have. Not anymore.
What's this about?
There's a bench over there. Sit with me for a minute.
Joy!
Oh, Chester, you back?
Aye. I forgot what I really came in for, didn't I? What are you doing at the windy?
Oh, nothing. Watching the world go by.
You mean John and Denise?
No. Okay, yes. They seemed fine a second ago, and then she left her stuff here and went outside. Now they've been sitting on that bench for ages.
Mm. Does she look happy?
Not happy, I wouldn't say. But she doesn't look sad either.
MI5 won't be calling you any time soon, Joy.
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Jazza. What do you think? She's got a head turn now, and I don't know him well enough to interpret his expressions.
I need to get my eyes tested. You can see their expressions for here.
We shouldn't be watching, really.
Aye.
We'd hosted at the cross-country course with a pony club-style camp for our young riders with show jumping and fun competitions.
Well, just children?
No, adults too. Only separate competitions, of course. You can have medals made up, bronze, silver, gold.
Oh, great idea. And any names for this day of activities?
Well, we're still thinking about it, but current options are Grand Games Ambridge, Saddle Up Ambridge, and Back in the Saddle Ambridge. Personally, I think we may need to go back to the drawing board.
We?
Carlotta and I.
Oh, so you've been working together?
Yes. Oh. Well, you're the one who charged her with the task. I think she's come up trumps, don't you?
Yes.
I know the name isn't quite there yet. But...
No, it's not that. I just can't tell you how nice it is to see you smiling. Easily. Getting back to your old self again.
Thank you, darling.
Is this refreshing transformation due to Carlotta?
Yes. Well, not only Carlotta.
Oh?
I got a message from Alice this morning. Just a few snatch words. Well, I think they only have access to their phones briefly each day, and she must want to use it for speaking to Martha.
Was she okay?
Well, I don't know. I suppose we'll only really know when she returns, but... Oh, Justin, she said she loved me. She wished me a belated happy birthday and said she was sorry for everything she'd put me through these past few months.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, of course, that was completely unnecessary. I'd do anything for those children.
Oh, they're all adults now.
Well, you know what I mean, but... I did worry since last week that I'd ruined her chance to get through this, that she'd spend all her time in rehab hating me.
You mean me?
No, Justin. I'm her aunt, and I thought she was really upset with me, but she isn't.
Of course she isn't.
I can't tell you. It's like a weight's been lifted off my chest, and I can breathe that little bit easier.
Oh, they're lucky to have you. Kate, Debbie, Rory, and Adam too.
Well, I'm lucky to have them.
Yes, you're their aunt, and you're doing a brilliant job.
I don't think any of this is a surprise to you, is it? Don't look at me like that. You know there have been issues. You know I've wanted to talk about them.
What's talking going to do?
Really? You're shocked I feel this way, and in the same breath you're telling me talking's no use. Every time I've tried to broach the subject, you're off out.
We're comfortable, Denise. That's where marriages are supposed to be after this many years. Mum and Dad had...
We are not your mum and dad, John.
They stayed the distance. they had any problems, they worked through them.
You have to discuss something to work through it.
I know we're not all fireworks and 50 Shades of Grey, but we had something. We've hit a rocky patch. You don't just opt out.
It's not a patch, John. It's a desert.
Wow. We can talk about this at home.
No.
Denise.
Here. Now, when you were in St. Lucia and we were on that call, you cried on the phone, remember? You said, life's too short, we can make things better again, and...
Mum was ill.
If you didn't think we had any issues, why were you saying those things?
We can work on this. Get back to where we were. When we were good.
How long ago was that? Is it even possible to go that far back?
If we wanted, yeah.
It takes work. Constant work. We've both taken our eye off the ball for too long.
Oh, it isn't that bad. So you're bored now? Is that it? You're leaving me?
I don't want it to be like that. I don't.
But here you are. You don't think we're worth fighting for?
I think we would fight and end up losing. Some things, if you force them, they shatter.
Sounds like you've made your decision.
I think we left each other way before this conversation. Actually leaving is just a formality.
Mm, so why now? You're buying biscuits for work and suddenly this. Why today? What? There's someone else. There's someone else, Denise.
Yes. John, whatever you're thinking, it's not like that. This is something I tried to avoid for a long time.
How long?
Listen to me. I tried to change my life to avoid this person. He tried to change his to avoid me. But in the end, very recently, I can't deny my feelings for him anymore.
Who? Are you really going to make me guess?
No, I...
Is it that Alistair, your boss? Does Paul know?
No. I wouldn't do that to you, and I wouldn't do that to him.
So you've been carrying on with your boss under your son's nose?
Don't say it like that.
Who are you?
I'm me, John.
Tell Paul I'm not coming tonight.
What? Why?
You really need to ask.
But, I mean, where are you going?
I don't know.
What am I going to tell him?
Make something up. You seem to be pretty good at it.
John! John!
Hi, wir sind Kathi und Christina und wir machen den Lifestyle of Longevity Podcast, den meistgehörten Podcast in Deutschland zum Thema Langlebigkeit.
Du hast einen super beschäftigten Alltag und weißt gar nicht, wie du die Zeit für gesunde Routinen finden sollst? Keine Sorge, wir zeigen dir, wie du mit kleinen Hacks nicht nur idealerweise 110 wirst, sondern auch im Hier und Jetzt viel mehr Energie hast.
Wenn du zum Beispiel wissen möchtest, wie wir dafür unsere Morgenroutinen angepasst haben, höre doch mal in Folge 18 rein. Ansonsten gibt es jeden Donnerstag eine neue Folge des Lifestyle of Longevity Podcasts.
Wir freuen uns, wenn ihr zuhört.